Good morning, church. How are you doing this morning? You all look great. Welcome to Centenary's worship service. Today, we are celebrating 10th Sunday after Pentecost with communion service. Let us worship together in truth and in spirit. Is there any announcement in the body? Okay, Rob is the chair of the trustee board, and he will give us a brief report on church sharing the church building with the Day Spring Ministry.
This past Thursday evening, the Board of Trustees was able to, with the approval of Charge Conference and Church Council, was able to negotiate a shared agreement with Day Spring Ministries. Day Spring Ministry is pastored by Matt Smith. If you haven't had an opportunity to learn about Day Spring Ministries, take an opportunity to look at your emails, open up your emails and look at not only how he preaches, but also some of the things he said about the Riverbond community and everything else. Very inspiring gentleman that's very true to the Lord and definitely blessed in so many different ways. They're going to be using our fellowship hall, our chapel, and three small classrooms on the first floor, what we call the education wing. And remember, this is a shared space. Centenary is still going to be Centenary. Day Spring Ministry is still going to be Day Spring Ministry. We are very excited about the possibilities, though, that shared opportunities will bring us, especially working towards bringing more people to Jesus Christ our Lord through missions and other opportunities. I ask each of you as our congregation to please pray for the shared ministries, for the use of Centenary United Methodist Church to increase the kingdom of Jesus Christ and to bless all those that worship and those in the Riverbond community that will be reached, as well as out into the world that will be reached by the ministries of both of these congregations. I thank you for your time this morning. It's great to see each of you here. And like I said, please pray for what's going to happen with our shared space. Board of Trustees and all the other boards, we've worked very close together in putting this together, and I feel like we really have come up with something that's going to be a working agreement with folks that are very excited about being in the Riverbond area, as well as being just great Christians that want to bring more people to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Centenary.
Okay, Rob. Trustee and all, including Chair Rob and all the trustee members, been so dedicated on this process. Would you give them a big hand for your good work and, you know, anticipate your continuous work for our church. Thank you. Is there other announcement, Chris, from Nurture Team?
Oh, I feel so tall. It's that in-between thing. Next week, starting at 9:30, we are excited that we're going to be joining together in a four-week study of the video that is available on Amplify called Justice or Just Us, the Biblical Call to End Racism. So I hope that you will join us. We will meet in the media room on the third floor at 9:30, and we will watch the video together. There are places within the video where we'll stop and have discussion. At the end of that, then if there is still time, then we can also break into smaller groups for more conversation. But I have watched the series, I've lost count, of how many times, and it really opened my eyes to a lot. And I always thought myself to be very aware, but I hope that you will come and come to understand that racism is not about individual, but more about the systems in place and how we, as people who have influence, are called to make sure that everyone has equal opportunities. So 9:30, and this will go on for 4 weeks. I'll be leading the first session, and I'm just really excited for us to have this conversation together and to get back in the habit of being here at 9:30 so that we can restart Sunday school in September. Look forward to seeing you then.
Thank you, Grace. I just heard from many of you that sign me up. So we will have a wonderful time together. Only challenging thing is that you wake up before 9:30. And be there, third floor at 9:30. Good. And yesterday was the church work day. I was grateful to see members of Day Spring Ministry join us to clean inside and outside of the church building. Starting August 8th, they will begin to worship at the Fellowship Hall. I would like our church members to welcome them whenever you run into them. So, yes? Good, good. And three team chairs will meet in the parlor following worship today. And one more announcement is that there will be a weekly fellowship gathering for men who lunch. You know, Chris named this, but I like it. Men who lunch on Wednesdays and ladies who lunch on Thursdays. So those who want to join the luncheon meeting, please come to church at noon. So we will travel around this area. The Agape table is set today in honor of Ann Harper's birthday, 90th birthday, by her grandchildren, Edward and Melissa Ann. Congratulations again, Ann Harper. Now it's time for striking the hour as we welcome the light of Christ.